Oceania. Lands, 29. Population, 38,162,658. Publishers, 94,309. Bible studies, 58,465. They invited the husband. A brother in New Zealand reports that when he was dropping his wife off for a study with a young mother, he and his wife noted that the woman's husband was at home, so they decided to invite him to join in. The husband responded positively, and future studies were arranged for a time when he would be home. He and his wife agreed to come to the Sunday meeting, where they received a warm welcome and enjoyed the spiritual food. At the next meeting, the husband commented during the Watchtower study. The study article encouraged family worship, and he asked how he could conduct a study with his wife and 4-year-old son. He also expressed a desire to apply other things he had learned at the meeting. The interested couple continue to study, attend meetings, and to make spiritual progress. "How thankful we are," says the brother, "that we decided to invite the husband to join the study." Memorial on a Distant Island. The island of Reao, having only 362 inhabitants, is assigned to the Vaiete congregation, one of the 18 congregations of Tahiti. Reao is about 840 miles east of Tahiti. The memorial had never been held on this remote island, and the witnesses had not visited the island for 30 years. Manoa, the service overseer of the Vaiete congregation, wanted to organize a small group to go to this island to preach during the week of the memorial, and then observe the occasion there. However, the airfare for him and his wife to go to Reao was about 65,000 francs, or $740, much more than they could afford. Later, though, he received a bonus at work of 65,000 francs. They immediately concluded that Jehovah was blessing this project. Eventually, 7 publishers went to Reao, and 47 people attended the memorial. Publishers in Tahiti now conduct Bible studies over the telephone with interested people in Reao. No time to eat breakfast. A similar experience comes from Vanuatu, where a congregation assists a group of 11 publishers on a remote island called Ambrim. The elders of the congregation invited experienced publishers to consider going to Ambrim for a few days to work with the group before the memorial. Marinette, an experienced regular pioneer and retired teacher, seized the opportunity. She, along with some others, decided to go with the aim of starting new Bible studies. After spending only a little time in the field ministry, she was amazed to find that it was almost impossible to leave the place where she was staying. Marinette recalls, "I hardly had time to wash or have breakfast in the morning, because people were already waiting outside and queuing up for Bible studies. I preached the whole day without going anywhere. I was able to conduct 31 Bible studies during the week." The group stayed in Ambrim for 1 week, busily teaching the good news, and 158 attended the memorial. It saddened the group to leave. How can you leave a place like this with so many people thirsting for Bible truth? Said Marinette. The branch office has arranged to send temporary special pioneers to care for the interested ones in this area. A principal responds favorably. At a community high school in the Solomon Islands, students are made to stand and sing the religious songs of the South Seas Evangelical Church. 2 young sisters ask the principal if they could be excused from singing, since such singing would violate their conscience. The principal thanked them for respectfully coming to her and said that they did not have to sing, but could remain seated along with other witness children. Then she asked if they could invite someone from the congregation to come to talk to her about Jehovah's Witnesses and education. A missionary made the call, and for about an hour and a half they discussed our beliefs as well as problems facing young people. The principal said that she enjoyed reading Awake, and that she leaves copies in the teacher's staff room. When the missionary offered her the book Questions Young People Ask, Answers That Work, Volume 2, she asked if she could have 16 for the teachers and 367 for the students. 400 books were delivered and distributed. As a result of the courage of these two young sisters in going to talk with the principal, a fine witness was given, and many comments have been made to them about how helpful the book has been. One young girl, whose parents had recently separated, said that the book was just what she needed to help her cope with her problems. The two sisters are auxiliary pioneering continuously, and the principal regularly receives the magazines from them. Integrity despite opposition. Elsewhere in the Solomon Islands, a missionary studied the Bible with a woman, whom we will call Lisa. She made fine progress despite having to walk more than 2 hours to the Kingdom Hall, carrying her twin boys, with her two young girls following along. She also had to endure her husband's severe opposition. He abused her physically and burned her meeting clothes, Bible, and theocratic books. He also had an adulterous relationship with another woman. But in the face of all of this, Lisa was baptized and has continued serving Jehovah steadfastly. Last year, Lisa's husband, moved by the way she treated him despite all he had done to her, dismissed his mistress and asked for his own Bible study. As you can imagine, our sister Lisa is ecstatic with this change. Making her life even better, an isolated group was formed near her home, and now her walk to the meetings takes just under 1 hour. With her husband's support, she has also been able to auxiliary pioneer.